With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. It's not just chickens. Government says the 8 positive cases of H5N1 avian flu were found in a chicken, turkey, quail, farm ducks, a wild whistling duck, and goose, all at the affected site, a farm on Cemetery Road in West Bay. There have been no confirmed human cases. As health officials work to contain the outbreak, on Tuesday, teams did farm checks and follow-up assessments at sites within and around the control zone, continued disinfection measures, including vehicle and footwear sanitization, and responded to public reports of sick or dead birds as part of routine surveillance. Just a reminder, do not put dead or dying poultry or any animals in public trash bins. Instead, call the Department of Agriculture's Avian Influenza Hotline on 916-7146 for help. Oh, and make sure to keep your pets away from wild birds and carcasses. And call your vet if they get sick.
I greet you now, K-Man, from New Delhi, India.
Premier the Honorable Andre Ebanks touching base after wrapping up the joint ministerial council meetings in London and a celebration of K-Man Day before heading to an important presentation in New Delhi.
I participated in the 18th OECD Global Forum Plenary Day 1 panel, speaking on shared vision of tax transparency around the world, where K-Man is now seen as a constructive, active, respected partner.
The OECD Global Forum is the primary international body which sets and monitors standards for tax transparency and the exchange of information between countries' tax authorities. In other news, Cayman Brac's upgraded CCTV network is being pitched as a blueprint for public safety across the region. And the government says the new cameras and control systems are about both crime prevention and public trust. Director of the Department of Public Safety Communications, Sean Vasquez.
Our goal now is to position the Cayman Islands as a regional model for modern, standards-based public safety video systems. What we've done in Cayman Brac shows exactly that.
Mr. Vasquez says the system is now fully live, feeding high-resolution video from priority public areas back to the National Command Center in Grand Cayman. The system is designed to support police and emergency responders with, quote, better detection, faster response, and clear evidence when incidents occur. Minister for District Administration and Home Affairs, the Honorable Nicholas DaCosta, says it's a practical investment that will benefit the community every day.
In coordinating across all of our agencies and utility partners, the government is strengthening public safety while maintaining the transparency and safeguards that the public expects.
A 90-day public visibility plan is in the works to highlight where coverage has expanded, how footage is protected, and how the system is helping first responders in the Sister Islands. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Alan Smith. A compromise between EU member states and the European Parliament has resulted in a provisional agreement to phase out imports of Russian gas by 2027. Russia has been funding its campaign in Ukraine through its export of fossil fuels. The Kremlin says President Putin is open to parts of the US peace proposal for Ukraine and is ready to meet American negotiators as often as needed to end the war. The comments follow a five-hour meeting in Moscow between Mr. Putin and US envoys, which produced no tangible breakthrough. A large crowd has gathered in the South Korean capital to mark a year since the political crisis caused by the sudden declaration of martial law. President Lee Jae-myung praised what he called K-democracy for removing his predecessor. There's growing desperation among survivors of catastrophic flooding in Indonesia as the authorities try to get aid to communities still cut off. More than 800 people have died. Hamas and another Palestinian militant group, Islamic Jihad, say they've found the body of a hostage during search operations in the north of Gaza. They say it will be handed over soon. The announcement comes hours after the Israeli authorities said forensic remains received from Hamas on Tuesday were not linked to either of the last two dead hostages. The former EU foreign policy chief, Federica Mogherini, has been formally accused of fraud and corruption over procurement contracts related to an EU-funded scheme to train future diplomats. The Trump administration has paused all immigration applications filed by people from 19 countries already subject to a travel ban. The move came after Mr. Trump launched a tirade against Somalia and Somali immigrants. And police in New Zealand are waiting to recover a diamond pendant after it was allegedly stolen and swallowed at a jewellery shop in the capital. The limited edition James Bond Fabergé egg locket is reported to be worth more than $19,000. The man's currently being monitored by the authorities.